Hey, good morning, everybody. Kevin Barna with sorry about the glasses, a little mangled. Been burning a candle at both ends, but it's KB Logix Business Solutions. My name is Kevin Barna. If you don't know me, I'm the managing director and the CEO of KB Logix Business Solutions. We provide technology solutions for businesses of all types and sizes, and we're partnered with, I think it's actually over 350 now, somewhere up in that range, service providers around the globe. All your Fortune 500 companies that you're familiar with, the brand recognition, and then all the other top, literally the only ones we would could ever want to use. If not, we go create a relationship. We're set up. No, it's actually we established that for a reason, and really to provide the most value to the business owners, and really it's the relationship we focus on, because it was a big problem, and I watched it for 15 years, and then it was an opportunity that nobody was taking advantage of, and the customer always kind of lost. I'm not going to get in too much into that right now. This is for multi-dwelling, multi-tenant apartments, anything kind of in that space, residential. It could, it also, by the way, equally as good for multi-tenant business. And I created technology solutions in this space, and it's really been on my mind a lot, as to, why don't you kind of just make people aware of this? Because this solution generates a significant, tangible return on investment. It just increases the net operating income, the cap rates, capitalization rates, significantly. It's just, and you have those numbers up front. So we just do it a free evaluation, and you make a decision based on facts. It's honestly, it's just a slam dunky. I mean, nobody can lose it. It future proofs the property. It does a lot of things. It really just it's just a winning hand. It's a win-win across the board. And I thought, man, let me just let me make people aware of that. We've got COVID-19, global pandemic. Lots of things going on. It's a great time to really do that. And not only that, right now you can't get the value for these technology solutions, the price, the overall value that they're offering right now. And a lot of it's just really to reach out and to do extra, a little extra to help maybe small business and just that whole thing. A lot of the companies, and a lot of them I've worked things out with, areas that I spent a lot of time in that space. So I wanted to just touch on that a little bit. Now, if you're a decision maker for any multi-tenant, multi-dwelling, residential multi dwelling apartments, a couple hundred tenants and up. If you've got multiple locations, I was working with one, the last one that was $15 million increase. If you had 30-ish, right around 31, 32 properties, 300-400 tenants per property. They were all Class A, Class B kind of properties, and the overall increase to their net operating income, with it all, the entire, all buildings, all properties, was about to close to 15 million. It might have been 13, 14, right in there is what I think it settled at, so somewhere right in that range. So you could do the math. If you got, maybe it generates an extra 50,000. If you have 150 units. Whatever it is, you'll know. It doesn't cost anything, and that's only accounts for tangible, just the difference in operating income. The value goes way beyond that, and there's a lot more return on investment. There's no reason I, you know, for I could get in there and we could really kind of look at that and calculate and figure that out. But you know, you guys can figure that part out. You know, there's a lot of value that I don't, you know, it's more efficient. And you guys run numbers. I mean, you guys, you know, when you start getting bigger, you guys, you know how to run your numbers. And I get it. I understand how it works. I had a mortgage company for years, and I get it to a large extent, but not, you know, I'm in my head. I don't have my head wrapped around it like you do. This is where my head's wrapped around. It's the technology side of things. So, you know, if you're not able to watch this whole thing, that's fine. I want to explain a little bit. I want you to have an understanding so you just know if you want to even do the valuation. I don't want to waste your time or mine. It is a winning hand, 100%. No questions about that. And so, you know what, if you're a controller, an accountant, an executive that makes the decisions, operations, property, the senior property manager, regional, or whoever makes those decisions, or and then a lot of times it's more than one person. You know, download the video, or if you can't watch it, make sure you keep the, and when you have time, it's not going to be that long. 10, 15 minutes, maybe at the shorts. 5, 6 minutes in, it's probably say 20 minutes tops. Take time and check this out. You know, I mean, you definitely can't hurt, you can't lose anything, but there's a lot to gain. And the other thing I worked out, you know, there's scenarios depending on the property, and just that, you know, they're all different. Everybody's different. You know, you're the same, you all have multi-tenants. Hotels got multi-tenants, right? You're the same in a lot of ways, but every business and every property and is unique and has its own set of needs. And we really get specific in that way. I mean, maybe you've got, you know, security and surveillance and access control, or maybe you don't. And maybe that adds, it takes you from a class B to an A, and it doesn't cost you, you know, it can reduce cost or add value. There's so many benefits, and you know, think of it this way: for if what do you know? And I know I'm not really gonna get an answer here, but I just want everyone to take time to think about this. You know, the number one amenity in your space for a tenant, and this also, by the way, holds true for business multi-tenant. It is in technology, and it's global. Doesn't matter where you go in the world, it's a consensus, it's unanimous. There's one thing that everybody wants, and it's valuable. And you know, you can kind of sort and figure this out pretty quickly or with a little time. Maybe you didn't that quickly, but these kids today are coming out of the womb with a smartphone in their hand, right? I mean, they're like engineers by the time they're 10, and it, you know, they're learning it. It's like another language at such a young age, that there's so many ways us older people were just not behind the curve. We're just never gonna go be able to go back and catch up to that with they having an unfair advantage over us. So you know, and it's not just cell phones. I mean, cell phones for them are replacing a computer. They do everything, and these cell phones now have 16, 30 gigabits of RAM. I think most people, not mine, but a lot of people, like their laptops or their computers at home might have 4 or 8. The cell phone, it is a lot better. If you get some nice, you know, the Samsung or the iPhone, I mean, they're better than a lot of you know, computers. I mean, they're just they've got more memory or more storage, you know. So that's where it's heading. And it's not just that, it's all the other devices. I mean, there's just millions of them. And think of smart homes and doorbells. It's just all the things. Think of Amazon's Alexa. Just anything that just operates that IoT is what's called, Internet of Things, that wireless. And then think, you know, a couple things. You know, you've got residents living in your property, right? You're a resident. What kind of internet do you have at home, right? It's probably either a cable company, Comcast, Spectrum, depending on where you're at. Possibly, if you're up in the Northeast, Verizon or AT&T with their fiber product. Verizon's got Fios, which typically is synchronous or symmetrical, which is a little better. Uploads and download speeds work together. It does upflow over fiber, but you're still on a shared network, which causes issues. I'm going to explain that. Take me about 30 seconds to do so, but it'll give you a good understanding in just a second. And then you've got with all these devices, wireless, a lot of people, whether you know this or not, you will in just a second. Wireless internet is a separate network than wired internet. So if you get, say, you have Comcast, you live in the Southeast where I live in Florida, and they have, you got Wi-Fi with it. You think, well, it's all this, it's not. It's two different networks. And the wireless works a lot differently, and especially at that residential quality of Wi-Fi. It's not the highest level. I mean, the highest level. You're gonna have some issues because there's you have to you have all these different devices. Like you live in an apartment, or if I go say go down to the beach, I'm in Fort Lauderdale, and I drive in, I have my GPS on. I mean, it's telling me to turn into the ocean because trying to find it because all these devices and the signals are and there's interference and there's issues. Causes a lot of problems. So it's a big problem. And so the number one demand of any amenity for tenants anywhere, every survey did like everybody consulted, they all have the same needs. That's they want a wireless system that works all the time because especially in that environment, that's not the case typically. And it's a problem. Think about that. You're just pulling your hair out sometimes when you don't have access. And then it goes, it holds true. It doesn't have to be wireless. The difference between an enterprise level or a dedicated synchronous product, and then there's other options now that can guarantee uptime and a more efficient product, which I'll explain. But the difference is, if I've got Comcast, and let's just say it's a couple hundred meg down, or maybe you got the gigabit, that's fine. And it's maybe anywhere from like 10 to maybe 50 meg upload, depending if it's a gig or if it's whatever the download upload is usually a little higher too, if you get more bandwidth, more speed on the down. One thing is when they're not symmetrical, when they're not synchronous, the upload affects the download and vice versa. They don't work together, so that's an issue. The other thing is think about everybody is driven on that interstate, right? Okay. Everybody's been in rush hours at some point somewhere, right? I used to live up in the Northeast around that DC, that Beltway, man, 4 or 5 o'clock. I mean, it could be a nightmare. And the same down, I'm going to Miami, maybe 5 or 6 o'clock, 4 o'clock. So just like, and it's a great analogy, but when you're on the internet or on the road, on the highway, the interstate, most times, a lot of the time, you get pretty much it's decent. There's not a lot of people there, but there's certain times of day it's just not that great, and there's certain times rush hours really bad, and that's because they know that they can't give you a DC, the Beltway, for 2 hours every day. It's jammed up, and the rest of the day there's not nearly enough cars on the road because they got 8 or 10 lanes or whatever it is now. So they kind of oversell the network a little bit. They know there's more cars and they're at a peak time. For the most part, they're not using all that highway, so they give you 8 or 10, but you really need maybe 14 or whatever it is. That works the same with the internet. They oversell the internet, and it's not the amount of bandwidth that always causes problems like you might think. Everybody wants more, 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 and then it helps. It's the fluctuation in bandwidth. It's that stop and go traffic, and you get off the interstate and you're in the middle of all that jammed up. You stop and go. It's a hell. You pulling your hair out. You just get jammed up, and maybe you get knocked back to the end of the line. If I'm sending an email out with a billion other people, obviously they're not all going to go at once. It's congestion, and there's something called queuing, just like getting off the interstate. Everybody's in line. You go in an order. You're next in the queue, and if you don't get there, if you don't, you might get you got to go back to the And that's what happens. That's called latency. That's when things get there late, or you have hiccups, or you can't get on the internet. It's always thinking. You're experiencing latency. When it gives up altogether, that's called packet loss. It just, we could not deliver this, but and until it explains to you why, usually. That's when it's not working. It didn't work. So those are the things you deal with, and you're also dealing with a residential caliber of internet quality of it. And it's not just the internet, it's that the equipment is not as good, and all those things factor in. So what if you could provide, and think about what this would do just for your business, a level of technology that's never available. A residential person that never, like for an example, if I'm a big enterprise company, I'm only dealing with dedicated, which means I don't share the bandwidth. Synchronous, upload and download speeds are the same. Internet access, it's my own private, so everybody else on rush hour, and you got your own lane. You're going 75 the whole time, you just wave to them. It also has a 99.999% serviceability rate. That means it works 99.9, it works all the time. Now, these companies have multiple dedicated fiber circuits I call come in, and they can work simultaneously. They call it load balancing. So you have more than something happens. There's products like the SD-WAN, Software Defined Wide Area Network. It's like a brain, and it immediately in real time detects all the other technology on the network, and it will. It's so efficient that it will utilize the specific amount of bandwidth needed for each function. So you have a reliable quality of service. It's going to also prioritize, the things that are more important. You don't want to drop a voice call. You're not really worried about the, maybe friction on the line if you're sending data. If you're not worried about that, it doesn't have to be as smooth. Things like that. So it's very intelligent. And so imagine if you had that throughout your building. And think of a hotel, because a residential property is really designed really similar, if not almost identical, to say a hotel. It's multi-tenant. Their biggest amenity and their most important guest need or demand, the highest demand universally, is technology and specifically wireless internet with all the devices that everybody uses these days. The kids are replacing actually desktops and laptops with their phones now. So it's more of a strain on the infrastructure on the system. It's just a different network than your wired network. There's a lot of interference. So at a hotel, understanding the value of that technology, they bring in a higher level, an enterprise level solution through one of these companies like Aruba or Meraki or one of these companies that provides for large venues and just all these devices at once. And we won't get into the technology behind it, but you don't have those problems. All of these types of services these days are managed. So you don't have an IT issue. They're reliable, they work all the time. And if there is an issue, you get real-time analytics. It gets resolved before you know it. So in other words, I mentioned load balancing, where you have multiple internet products coming in. Somebody cuts one of them, it automatically fails over seamlessly to the other, and it keeps working. You didn't even know it. The SD-WAN is so intelligent, and in real time it fixes, and it should gives back data explaining the exact issues, problems, and solutions. And something that as residential, end users, we don't know anything about that unless you deal with it at work. So there's a whole nother world out there, and it's not like it's new. I'm surprised it's not more prevalent in the multi-dwelling, but there's no reason they can't be utilized the same way, replacing the lesser internet, answering the high demand need of the tenants, and not affecting their budget, but increasing your operating income, increasing the retention rate of your tenants, the demand, and then all the other, you already have this level of technology there. It's seamless now to have surveillance, security, access controls, all kinds of other technologies that can you can monetize, you can create value. It's attractive, it draws more tenants, and it's seamless. The other thing is that you're going to reduce OpEx. No more operational. You don't need your labor, your maintenance guy going, or oh, we got another issue down the road on the wired surveillance, and things like that. You can watch, maybe you've got 15 properties and you're looking at, you can manage it all from one device with this type of technology. So it does a lot of things. That's a real short general overview. I don't want to get too long, but I wanted to give you a real something you could, grasp onto as far as where I'm going with this. And what we do is that, I'm going to come out and for any multi-dwelling, especially with COVID, we're going to do a free evaluation. And the other area, the one last area that I thought could be at times an issue or get in the way of maybe making it tougher to make that decision, even though the value's there, is if there is any upfront, that CapEx, the capital money upfront that you may need just to get the certain installs and certain things you need. I also have created a solution for that. And in most cases, and again, to get the free evaluation, before you decide on anything, exactly what you're faced with. But we can set, we arrange that so that's set up just like on the monthly recurring basis, and you're generating more revenues than you're spending. And so in most cases, nothing ever coming out of pocket. It's a winning hand 100% of the time in that case. So I'm gonna leave it at that right now. There's should be at the beginning and at the end of the videos contact information. Our toll free number here at KB Logix is one, or it's 833 KB dash Logix, LOGIX, and the number is 833-525-6449. You can use as an email info, info at KB dash Logix, LOGIX. I'll get that also. Feel free to and there's also, I set up on my Facebook, KB Logix, on the business page, which is just facebook.com/KBL Business Solutions. So you got three S's there, Business Solutions. And that's it. And then you got another forward slash at the end. If you go to that page, I'm kind of using that as my primary, address for the business technology company. And there's also a form on there. You navigate through. There's maybe some information. We're actually just ramping that up, so there's more coming. There's a survey on form on there, and it'll provide me with a little bit of information up front. And then you request a call back with that survey. I guess more of a call back request form. So, there's different ways of contacting me, schedule an evaluation, and you got nothing to lose. Our model, as I mentioned, is a little bit different than anyone else, and it's designed around the relationship, loyalty to the customer. And we know the technology changes and businesses grow, and we want to be there when they do. So we take a little bit different approach. We want to capitalize on that, and everybody's a winner, I'm gonna leave it at that. Listen, that we all got to help one another out right now with this COVID-19. Support the businesses in the area, help each other out. Economy doesn't work if only one company survives. It's power in numbers. We got these vaccines coming, so we just got to get through it. So everybody band together, and let's get through this. And call me if I can help in any way, and I'm looking forward to speaking to you soon. You guys have a great day. Thanks for your time.